I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC.
Our motto is we celebrate the art of life. What that means to us is we take some of the very best things and we put them together. Great music, great food and wine, great people. Nothing better in life than that.
Rick Walker is the co-founder and director of Festival del Sole, which is now in its seventh year.
Napa Valley is our stage, so that means that we do events in all the theaters of Napa Valley, of which there's some wonderful theaters. There's the Lincoln Theater and Napa Valley Opera House. We use some of the wineries as venues for performances. We do four nights this year at Castello d'Amorosa, which is a fantastic, out-of-this-world winery that has a courtyard where the acoustics are outstanding, and we do several of our performances there.
Tonight, for example, at Castello d'Amorosa, baritone Nathan Gunn will be joined for a concert by friends, including cellist Nina Kotova and guitarist Angel Romero. And as the festival wraps up this weekend, violinist Joshua Bell will be in the lineup.
He's a regular. He's one of the home team, in a sense, because he came, I think it was our first year, and loved it, and has come back. I think this is his fourth time. And he's one of many artists who feel quite at home in Napa Valley at Festival del Sole.
Festival director Rick Walker says the goal is a well-balanced feast for all the senses.
To have a concert that is in a spectacular place with a world-class artist, and then to follow that with the food and wine experience, when people are in a natural high after a great performance anyway, and then to have the dinners that follow these concerts, you have to see them to believe them. They're really spectacular.
Festival del Sole, which also includes wine tastings, yoga classes, dinners, and performances by the Russian National Orchestra, as well as members of the Bolshoi Ballet, runs through this weekend. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.